It's not common that private treatment centers ask for money from state funding sources, but Shauna Williams from True North Treatment Center in Utah County is leading this effort because she says people are dying while waiting for drug treatment from overburdened county health services.
Most of the money that treatment gets, which is a very small part of the general fund, goes to county authorities. The county authorities are so backlogged with waiting lists for months and months and months that unless we start reaching out to the private sector, people are going to die on waiting lists.
There are only 14 medication-assisted treatment centers in the state. She says these centers, with a small amount of appropriations funding from the state, could make a big difference for people who need to access drug treatment.
Medication-assisted treatment saves lives. A lot of people are under the impression that you're swapping one drug for another, and in fact, you are. But this drug is highly regulated. You have to be at the clinic every day. You're seeing doctors, nurses, therapists. You're getting the counseling and the treatment that goes with it. It reduces the withdrawal and takes it away. It allows the brain to heal. You don't get high. You feel normal. And so people do not have to go out and steal and break into homes. They can go get jobs. They can take care of their family and get off of financial assistance.
Every single day, 1 to 2 people die from opioid overdose in Utah. She says the rural counties are hit hardest with overdose deaths. According to the 2016 annual report from the Department of Substance Abuse and Mental Health, every dollar spent on drug use prevention saves $36 in health care, law enforcement, social services, and lost productivity.
It's not just each county and each county program. There are hundreds of private sector programs that could ease this burden and take clients and work with them. We might need a little bit of funding for scholarship. Most people don't have insurance or money.
The petition is on change.org, searching under opiate treatment funding, or information can be found on the Facebook page Save Substance Abuse Treatment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.